410 W Mobile.
SWJ, good morning, Ken.
Morning, Scott. How are we doing this morning?
There. It's bright, beautiful day. Well, it's not bright yet, but, you know.
That, you at home this week? Just enjoy our little snowfall.
Got a chance to enjoy it. Got a chance to drive in it. Got all kinds of chances. Rock, my dad passed away this weekend, and I've been back and forth between my house in Greer and Table Rock about 100 times. During the snowfall, everything else, it's been an absolutely crazy weekend.
So sorry for your loss. Was it something that was unexpected?
Declining for probably several months, but I was going to say in the last couple weeks, the decline took a really rapid course, and I mean, it was all, I guess you'd say, natural causes, but he drank a lot, and that was a major contributing factor to his death, was the alcohol deteriorating his organs and stuff.
So sorry for your loss, man.
Now, so, you know, that's a good thing.
Roger on that, KN4TSW.
To man or something like that into SWJ.
I did not. The worst I did, I cleaned off the vehicles and shoveled the drive a little bit to make sure that it would all melt. And it was wanting us to go to work yesterday morning to help shovel snow and that, but man, Wade Hampton Boulevard was just a solid sheet of ice, and people were driving stupid, so I just declined.
Some people, I mean, I was driving what I felt like was reasonable, maybe even a little bit fast, and people were passing me on some of the two-lane roads, and I was like, goodness gracious, you people are insane.
And I was turning on to Wade Hampton right there by the Taco Bell and that, and it was a pickup truck. He was turning too, and he just blew by me, and it's like, man, you'll never stop.
And that black ice, man, you can't see it. It looks just like a wet patch of road, and you hit it, and you're gone.
The problem with that was, it was, I mean, you could see it. It was all solid frozen over. I could have ice skated all the way down through there without touching pavement.
People are crazy, and they don't understand the damage they can do. One of the days, and kids were inside playing Xbox. I'm like, you get snow, like, if even once a year, and you're in here playing Xbox? And I'm like, what are y'all thinking? What are y'all doing? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Kids, he had built the bonfire, and they were outside and that, but the kids never came out.
This morning, is there any refreeze stuff today?
Seen anything, nothing that wasn't there already from that first ice storm. I mean, on Wade Hampton, you know where the little flashing lights are when you get to the Jeep place? That spot right there in the right-hand lane is pretty messed up.
Yeah, I went over that yesterday.
Most part, the road's completely dry.
Pretty good yesterday when I was driving around. Some of the back roads were still kind of sketchy, but yeah, the major roads like Wade Hampton and stuff were pretty darn good yesterday.
Went out about 8:30 in the morning, and man, it was all messed up. But then I went back out, and I don't know, it must have been 4:30 just to double check it. Yeah, it was all cleared up.
Sunlight will do.
About 30 seconds going in a bad spot. Should be back. KN4TFW.
AJ, so you got a big day planned at work today?
Not really. The plant's not starting up until 12. And that, so it's just last minute cleanups from the snow and stuff like that. So it should be a pretty easy day.
easy days are nice.
For CFW, but the easy days tend to be a little bit long, right?
Sometimes.
Feel pretty bad over here north of Gap Creek Road.
And that new Publix and that 7-Eleven, right?
Like before that. But yeah, in between that and the new Publix, it's still pretty messed up. A lot of black guys are way down off through the road in the woods. That new school is.
We'll be on this morning. Anybody else going to work or not?
I know Patrick up there where he lives, it was pretty bad, and there isn't a lot of the back roads are still messed up.
Yeah, above the North Carolina line, see how anything is up there.
If I saw any salt down here, pick it up, because there's a salt shortage up there. You know, the only people that have it are the DOT.